So, you have a new Fast and Furious movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. And you know what this one's gonna be called?
Oh, I'm sure I don't.
Come on, give it a guess.
Fast 9?
What? No.
Furious 9?
That sounds insane.
Fast and Furious 9? Why would we call it-
Oh, I have no idea. There's no pattern here at all.
F9.
Okay, I don't know how I was supposed to guess that. Does the F stand for fast or for furious?
I don't know.
These are all over the place, man.
Well, I also thought we could tag on the fast saga at the end, kind of clear things up, you know?
I've never heard it referenced as that.
F9, the fast saga. Now that's a good title.
All right, man, All right.
So you want to know what happens in this one?
I guess I should probably know what happens, yeah.
So Dom and Letty are living on a farm, right? They're like totally off-grid.
Okay.
And it turns out Mr. Nobody captured that bad lady Cypher, but his plane went down, so he sent out a distress signal specifically to Dom.
Oh, he thought of the car squad to help him out, okay.
For some reason, yeah, he thought of the car people. So Dom and his people head to the jungle to find this plane.
Right.
And so they find half of this device called Ares that when it's fully activated, it lets to control all the weapon systems in the world or something.
Oh, yeah, that's a spy movie MacGuffin if I've ever heard of one.
So then there's gonna be this big firefight and car chase in the jungle, which has fantastic roads.
Oh, a very well-maintained jungle.
And we're gonna have this scene where the good guys drive up a suspension bridge that's actively collapsing.
Oh, the cars go vroom vroom, don't they?
They do.
I thought as much.
But now Dom and Letty are on the wrong side of this canyon thing, and they need to get across.
Wow, sounds like it's gonna be tough for them to do that.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, Dom's gonna use the leftover rope from the bridge to swing him and Letty across.
Oh, you know, that actually doesn't sound that crazy.
With their car.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, they're gonna Tarzan swing a car from one cliff to another and be perfectly fine afterwards.
So how could Dom have possibly known that that would have worked, or that there was enough rope to pull something like that, or that the rope was strong enough?
Well, he used to do illegal street racing.
Right.
Oh, and also the protagonists are gonna have 45,000 bullets fired at them throughout the movie, and not a single one is gonna touch them.
Oh, this is all extremely far-fetched.
Yeah, but see, Roman's gonna make a couple of self-aware jokes about how maybe they're invincible, so everything I wrote here is okay now.
But if they're not ever in any actual danger, it feels like the action sequences won't have any stakes whatsoever.
Yeah, well, that's fine, because I'm vegan anyway.
What?
And so they're also gonna run into this bad guy, Jacob Toretto.
That's Dom's last name.
It is. Jacob is Dom's long-lost brother, which is where we're at storytelling-wise in these things.
The guy that's all about family has a brother he never mentioned.
That's what we're going with. And it turns out that Jacob was kinda responsible for their father's death, so Dom made him leave and never return after a car race.
Oh, how are we gonna show that?
Through just constant flashbacks, with the implication that Jacob grew about a foot and a half in his early 20s.
That does happen sometimes.
Anyway, so naturally, being shunned by Dom led Jacob to become like an international spy terrorist guy.
Okay, that doesn't really seem like a logical jump.
Yeah, it's an illogical jump, which is literally our whole thing.
That's a good point.
And so he's working for this German guy, Otto, who's keeping Cypher in a glass cage.
And what's Otto's deal?
Oh, well, he keeps talking about his super rich father. This guy's wealthy as heck, super well connected.
Oh, so the father's gonna be like a big reveal later in the movie?
No, we're gonna keep teasing it and never pay it off.
Oh, sure. Yeah, whatever.
And at a certain point, Otto's gonna have Dom arrested by Interpol.
Oh, no.
But it turns out it was Cardi B, so it's okay.
What?
It wasn't Interpol. It was Cardi B and some of her friends.
What is going on?
And she's gonna be like, good to see you, Dom.
Wait, was she like in the other movies or something?
Not just someone from Dom's past, I guess. We're never gonna see her again or really explain this at all.
That's pretty random, man. That doesn't feel like it has anything to do with anything.
Yeah, but see, Cardi B is popular.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, okay, let's put her in there.
Oh, and also we're gonna find out that Han is still alive.
Oh, people loved Han. We're gonna have to put him in the posters and the trailers and stuff.
Well, I feel like that might spoil the moment a bit.
Well, I think people will still be interested in coming to see how he survived, right?
I mean, how are we gonna say that he did that anyway?
Oh, well, we're gonna say that Mr. Nobody made it seem like he died.
Okay, how though?
Well, he made it look very convincing, extremely convincing even.
Right, but what exactly did he do?
Listen, sir, I'm gonna need you to get all the way off my back about the specifics, okay? Han is back, and that was always the intention. Oh, okay, let me get off of that thing.
Thank you. So anyway, it turns out that Han was taking care of this L girl whose parents made that
Ares device.
Okay.
And before they died, they made it so that their DNA is the only thing that can unlock the device, so she's the only living key to this thing.
Got it.
So eventually the bad guys get a hold of her and the two pieces of the device, so the good guys have to save the day.
How are they gonna do that?
By driving cars very fast, sir, and also they need to take down a satellite.
What, like with hacking?
No, this satellite can only be taken down physically.
So they have to go to space.
Oh, it's happening, isn't it? The meme is happening.
Yeah, I read the internet. I know what people want.
So how are they gonna get there?
Well, the characters from Tokyo Drift are back, and they're rocket scientists now.
They're rocket scientists?
Yeah, because they have a background in illegal street racing.
Wow, doing illegal street racing really opens up a whole world of possibilities for people, doesn't it?
It really does, sir. So they strap a rocket to a car, and they head to space.
Wow, 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 wow.
And Tej is gonna be like, it's all physics, you know? The numbers don't lie.
Oh, the audacity of including a line like that.
And meanwhile, on Earth, the good guys have super powerful magnets in their cars, so that's gonna make for some fun chases.
What do you mean?
Well, see, these things are so powerful, they can pull other cars with them.
And they have these magnets inside their cars?
That's right.
Why don't the magnets affect their cars?
I don't know.
Oh, selective and borderline magical magnets are tight.
But then Jacob's gonna get betrayed by Otto, who, as it turns out, decided to team up with Cypher.
Why?
Well, because the movie's almost over.
Oh.
So Jacob's gonna end up teaming up with the good guys to take down the bad guys.
Well, all right.
So, you know, naturally, by the end of the movie, he's earned their respect, and they let him leave.
The only reason he teamed up with them is because the other bad guys decided to betray him at the last second, though.
That's right.
And if that hadn't happened, he totally would have gone through with his evil plan.
Oh, 100%.
But he got backstabbed in a way that he couldn't have possibly predicted, so now he's a good guy. That's all it takes.
Oh, okay.
And so then everybody drinks some Coronas or whatever happens at the end of these things.
Well, great.
So what do you think?
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. I'm just kind of stuck on the whole Dominic Toretto has a brother thing.
Okay.
It's just, how is it possible that we've never seen this guy before, you know? How's that possible?
Maybe we get creative with casting.
What?
Hey everybody, Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that video. And if you liked it, feel free to click the like button and the subscribe button and all, you know, buttons of that nature. There are also like hundreds of other episodes on the channel that you can check out if you want. Also leave a comment down below letting me know what other movies you want to see pitches for. And check back soon for a new one, because there's going to be new ones, you know? Okay, bye.